To another edition of Geeks in Malaysia. I'm Amelia Chen.
I am Nick Dorian.
And I am Kyril M. Baha. And as you can see, myself and Amelia are together because we were running some errands earlier and things.
And I things. Am at home.
Yes, you are at home.
Yes, you are at home.
How are you feeling,
other
Nick?
Things. I'm all right. Surviving. I think that's the only word we can say. And previously on the weekend, it was Valentine's Day. Hooray!
Hey, so happy Valentine's to belated Valentine's to all you people who had Valentine's.
Yes, and Kori Bachoy to everybody who celebrating Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year.
Yes.
I think that's the more important one than Valentine's.
I was like, okay, bro. Boleh.
No, I think like Chinese New Year was so subdued this year that I kind of forgot it happened. Because I mean, like, every Chinese New Year, you would go out, you'd visit, you'd have reunion dinners. But this year, it literally was like, nothing. There was fireworks, really? But
yeah, I was gonna say you were not woken up by the like insane amount of fireworks that everybody was putting up. Like,
oh no, I was woken up. Like, there were fireworks so near my place, it sounded like cannon fire. Like, literally, my house felt like it vibrated for a while. It was just boom, and I was like, "What the fuck's going on?"
Yeah, man. Yeah,
that's that good vibrations.
Yeah, but not so good for like, you know, animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, send the animals. Yeah. Yeah, my friend's place in Kuchai Lama, we were playing D&D online, and then we were like, okay, bro, you might need to mute you because the cannon fire is very loud on your side, huh? Okay, so, okay, thanks, bye.
Doesn't it give atmosphere in the D&D?
We were not fighting at the point. So it was not a battle. We were just the role-playing story, you know? So it's a bit no lah. Okay, yeah.
I would say like, Chinese New Year, didn't get ang pao, but then I'm married now, so we don't get ang pao anyway. But hooray,
you
don't
give ang pao.
No, I didn't see people, so didn't really give it that many this year. And then like, you can do e ang pao. I'm like, I don't know how to do e ang paos. I don't know how to do it.
It's okay, bro. Taya.
But if you listeners would like to give us an ang pao, then you can head on to our Kofefe.
Kofi.
ko-fi.com/geeksinmalaysia.
And I'm going to apologize in advance because, like, it's a different setup today, simply because we're trying to accommodate this right now. My room's in a bit of a flux, so I'm not monitoring. I don't know if we sound distorted on your end. Or whatever.
Fuck it.
Oh, well. Sorry.
At least it doesn't sound like.
I'm pretty sure that is distorted for sure.
But
your room is looking very bad.
Yeah, I mean, this empty space right here is driving Kai up the wall.
I can't imagine.
Because like, every other inch is covered with a poster or a picture or a deck or something, but this!
Because things are in flux right now, as I said, and we'll tell you once we have a submarine.
Yeah.
When
it's launch.
On the Klang River.
Yes.
So yes, a lot of things has happened in the last few weeks in terms of the news side.
Mm-hmm.
One of the... I'll start off with the sadder news first. Truth Seekers, if you don't know, Nick Frost and Simon Pegg series has been cancelled by...
Aww.
Yeah. Nick Frost released the news, I think, like 2 days ago, saying that unfortunately... it has not been picked up for a second season.
Well, the show is really good, though.
I was hoping to find out what happens next.
Yeah.
It is, but I think I could tell from watching it already that this wasn't going to get a second season because it's not, like, you know, hip enough or, like, vibrant enough. It's actually
it's
good storytelling. Yeah. It's good storytelling means it's not... Yeah.
Well, it was on the BBC, right?
Eh?
No. Was it Amazon?
This was Amazon. This is Amazon's own.
Aww.
So, you know, with Amazon, yeah, unless you're the Grand Tour or the Handmaid's Tale.
Or Expanse.
Yes.
Fine.
Number one navigator for Expanse.
Fine. Jesus.
And another series
Expanse is only 6 seasons.
Another season that is a series that is ending is, unfortunately, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Ooh, what really?
Yes. Dan Gura,
I mean, it was supposed to be in a last season, but they got another season.
Dan Gura has come out to officially say that season 8 will be the final one. And yeah. I think it makes sense because of the fact that they had to already rework 4 episodes due to the George Floyd protests and the killing and all that. And they wanted to make it relevant and not out of poor taste. So they reworked the entire first 4 episodes. And I think at this point, they feel like, let's end it on a high note and on a relevant note. Let's not stretch it out to make it seem like, oh, we want to continue, but actually don't have good material for it.
Absolutely.
So that's the 2 sad news. I mean, I would mention the 3rd sad news, but I think everyone sort of knows about Whedon at this point.
Yeah. Let's get back to that later if we have time.
If we ever get there. Yeah, if we do.
Because now
let's instead talk about the something slightly Whedon related. The Justice League, the
Zyder
Zack Snyder's Justice League.
The Zyder Snitch.
Yes. Which dropped its trailer 2 days ago. And we've got our first visual audio representation of Jared Leto's new updated Joker. What do you guys think of the trailer?
Okay, I mean, it is visually more Zack. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's with this whole like 4x3 and square thing. I'm like, is the movie going to be 4x3? I don't mind if it is. I'm just curious.
I mean, of course you don't mind. Your entire movie was.
Or is this a Vero thing? I don't know. Because he seems to still love Vero.
Vero? What?
The social media that he posts on.
Oh, okay.
I joined it for a bit. I was like, no one I know is here. Fuck it. Only person that's here worth following is Zack Snyder. And it's cool.
I didn't even know this exists.
Oh,
Vero.
Now you do. Today you learned.
But in terms of what we're seeing in the trailer,
it's not epic.
Yeah,
you have Darkseid finally, and
Darkseid,
and Steppenwolf looks a little less PS3.
Is the
because he was looking like some Mortal Kombat cutscenes.
Is the Mother Box still involved in this?
Of course. If Darkseid's there, then the Mother Box is there.
Okay. Mother.
Mother. Boy.
I mean, I guess it's more fleshed. It looks like it's more fleshed out.
It looks like it belongs on IMAX, which we won't be able to watch it on IMAX.
Yeah.
And didn't he screen it on IMAX to check it? And I'm like, but bro, knapu.
Yeah, he should be checking the finishing on a 32-inch TV.
Yeah, canaps.
If he wants to do it in 4x3, you might as well, right?
Oh, boy. But I'm curious. I am curious. I want to see how he stretches this movie 4 hours. And
I mean, I think maybe he had enough material for 4 hours. Did they do reshoots for this movie?
Yes,
I don't. They did, right?
They spent a couple million on reshoots and CGI.
But apparently very little reshoots. Like, in terms of the reshoots, I think there were maybe 5 to 6 minutes of extra footage. That's about it. It wasn't a lot.
He shot a lot of footage. So, wow. We'll see. Because I actually rewatched Man of Steel the other day.
Ah.
And honestly, I don't find it a terrible movie. It's not as disappointing as Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
You know?
Martha!
Which I've said on episodes before where it's like, the director's cut explains more of what this vision is. Doesn't mean it's a good vision, but
at least it gives you context.
It's coherent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the cinema cut, I'm like, what is happening?
Everything is dumb.
I remember when I first watched Man of Steel, I'm like, okay, they got Superman right in a sense.
It's not terrible. Like, especially rewatching it after just watching all the Snyder films, you know, like, and then just going back to the first one, it's like, it fits.
Yeah.
It fits. I'll admit there were parts that I forwarded because, you know, like, I was like, the whole scene where, you know, Kevin Costner's about to be sucked by a tornado, and he's like, don't save me.
I cannot.
But I'm Superman. But don't.
But it's just like that. Like, you know, like, I mean, if he were the Flash, he would have done it anyway.
And I realized something in the opening with Russell Crowe and all that on Krypton.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot. Yeah, Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Superman's mom is Kingpin's girlfriend from the Netflix series.
What?
Yeah.
Well, now I need to go back and watch it again.
What?
So yeah.
What?
Okay, now we know. But yes, it looks more fleshed out, looks more epic, and I think we're finally going to get more of the Batman Nightwear sequence.
Yeah.
The really random in the cut, like, in the previous cut, like, nightmare sequence, I'm like...
The nightmare sequence literally feels like a cut scene in a video game. Like, yes. We were playing a game, and suddenly, you're going to show me some exposition. Like, what?
But now we're actually going to see the full nightmare sequence, so it probably makes more sense this time.
That includes Jared Leto.
Yes. But the one thing that everyone is asking are, where are the tattoos? Where did they go?
He had them lasered when shit went south.
He covered them up with makeup.
His look...
They were all stick-ons anyway.
Him with the bulletproof vest and everything kind of reminds me of White Knight. Have you guys read that series, by the way?
No, no.
Oh, White Knight's good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Did you read the sequel?
Not yet. I haven't... Is the run finished? Because I just want to pick up the trade paperback.
I think the trade paperback's out already. Because I remember even before the MCO started, when I went to last comic shop, I think they already had the trade paperback of the sequel.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
But White Knight is fucking amazing.
Ooh. Yeah. So it looks like he's wearing the clothes for the White Knight character.
Oh.
And the makeup of Heath Ledger. Like the smudged up lipstick.
Yeah.
And the hair of Michael Bolton or something. I don't know what's... not Michael Bolton. No, Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson. There we go.
Early Marilyn.
I mean, he does look a bit like... He is channeling some Marilyn Manson right there in that look.
But he didn't... His voice didn't sound as...
Like, at first when he said, we live in a society, which everyone has gone mental about, it didn't sound like Leto. I was like, Leto's Joker, at least. I was like...
Yeah.
Who is this? And then we
maybe he sounds different because he doesn't have his grills on.
Maybe it's a parallel universe.
Like I said,
it's supposed to be the future. The possible future.
God knows then.
Which is where Justice League 2 is supposed to be set, which we're not getting, apparently.
I wonder why.
I don't think we need to see it. I don't know. We're just going to have to wait till the Flashpoint.
Let's just wait till March 18th.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's just wait till March 18th.
Is there any news on when the Flash movie is going to come out?
No.
Is it even done?
I don't think it's even... Has it even started shooting?
Do they even have a script that's locked?
Okay, script, maybe they do. Let me double check Flashpoint. I think they've got the script.
I mean, I love me some Ezra Miller, but like...
Das Vedanya.
Das Vedanya?
No, wait, what did he say? No.
Okay.
Das Vedanya, Anastasia.
I remember now.
Hasn't started filming, but apparently it's been set to kickstart this April with the camera crew prepping behind closed doors for the shoot.
Yeah.
They should keep the doors open because of the Rona.
And I hope they're wearing PPE.
Yep.
Apparently the producer, Barbara Muschietti.
You're going to say Barbara Walters.
Or Streisand.
Barbara Gordon.
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Muschietti posted this on her Instagram, basically saying, like, oh, we're prepping. Yeah.
Literally closed doors. Okay, then.
Yeah. They need a lick of paint in that building. It's a desolate-looking shit.
Maybe it's a temporary shelter. Like, they've housed the entire crew in there. They're like, they've, like, quarantined them in there.
What? It looked like a zombie apocalypse bunker.
Yeah, you prep this movie or die. Like, we're going to keep you in a quarantine bubble of this studio, and this is because we're all going to be together. We're all in this
and be good, or we'll tell Tom Cruise.
You're going to live, breathe, and eat Flashpoint at this point.
Yes. 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 We're the gold standard! Sorry. It's never going to get old.
But speaking of sequels, a piece of news came out that I think, Kai, you're going to wonder why. I'm also wondering why. Face Off sequel.
Oh, yeah, I know about that.
What the fuck?
I know.
It was originally supposed to be a remake, and now apparently it's going to be a direct sequel.
What? No, I knew. I know they're gonna make a face off. Like I thought it'd be a remake, but
nope.
Mm. I guess they've changed faces again.
Adam Wingard, Nicolas Cage will be back as Castor Troy.
No, he died.
Exactly.
So like,
so someone's got his face.
Yes.
And really? Is this?
I don't know. No news has been said, but apparently it's a direct sequel. No news of whether Travolta will return. But yeah.
You can't have Face Off without, because I'm Castor Troy!
My only guess is that it follows Travolta's son, because the son's still alive.
The son swaps faces with Castor Troy's son.
Like father, like son.
It's ridiculous that I remember these names, but I fucking love me Face Off, Castor Troy, and Sean Archer. I've got the dialogue memorized.
Jesus, why?
It is the best John Woo Hollywood film.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through the list. You got Hard Target. Okay, but it's a Jean-Claude Van Damme B movie. It's got some cool stunts. But it is Jean-Claude
Van Damme.
With the excuse of, I have this accent because I'm Cajun. And he's got a mullet. He's got a Cajun mullet. And he's got a skill of shooting people 20 times and then roundhouse kicking them for good measure.
Of course he does. It's because it's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
So it's all right, but B-movie. It was that period where every Hong Kong director had to shoot a Jean-Claude Van Damme film first.
To enter the market.
Which is weird. Every Johnny Toe did it.
Yep.
Ringo Lam did it. Choi Hak did it.
Choi Hak.
You all do a JCVD film first. So then after that, you have, weirdly, like a 15-rated movie, Broken Arrow.
Oh, shit, yeah, Broken Arrow.
Because there's not that much blood, you know? Like, even his Christian Slater's flying shooting is flying press remote of bomb in slow motion. Click. Starring Christian Slater, Samantha Mathis, and John Travolta as a bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, what we have is a Broken Arrow. A term for a missile that's gone missing and shit. And then it was Face Off.
Ah.
Nicolas Cage, John Travolta.
The face swapping, man. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, the guy's gonna have bruises up the wazoo, but okay then.
And then unfortunately after that it was Paycheck.
That was a Ben Affleck.
Wait, was it Paycheck first or Wind Talkers first? Maybe it was Wind Talkers first.
Wind Talkers, was that the war film?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage. Huh. World War II with a Native American.
Okay, Wind Talkers was 2000.
It was based on that true story of how, I think it was Navajos.
Yeah.
I think it was Navajos. They used their language as the code. So the Germans like, was ist das?
Wind Talkers was first in 2002 and then Paycheck in 2003.
I rewatched Paycheck as well. It doesn't get better. The whole movie is Ben Affleck. Because remember the early Ben Affleck where he always has his mouth slightly ajar?
Yep.
I'm Ben Affleck. I'm thinking. And it's about, the movie's about how everyone's getting a paycheck, I guess. I can't see any other reason to make it. You know, and who was the girl in it? Uma Thurman.
Mm.
As a supposedly regular girl, but she can ride a bike like a motherfucker. So, you know.
And she looks like Uma Thurman.
Yes, exactly.
But Uma Thurman is not exactly a girl next door. You know what I mean,
guys?
She's
a scientist. She's a scientist.
Who can ride a bike like a motherfucker and looks like Uma Thurman.
If you can buy Ben Affleck as an engineer, as an electrical engineer, and Uma Thurman as a biologist, then you can accept Paycheck. Now, can you buy that scenario?
No.
Yes! I'm sure there are hot biologists.
Have you ever met an electrical engineer that even comes close to looking like Ben Affleck?
Actually, yeah, my friends.
You have a lot of 6'2" friends?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, you're only one of them, but
I'm 5'11".
That's right. I'm like, I thought I'm a bit 6'2". I'm about the same height as
Kyle.
Okay,
I've got at least one.
At least one 6'2" electrical engineer friend.
Yes.
That's very specific.
Living in Singapore.
Right? Oh, of course, living in Singapore. It's like people are like, oh, I have a girlfriend in Canada.
No, but
back
but,
off.
And he doesn't work in electrical engineer. He was trained in electrical engineer. He now works for Accenture.
For a paycheck.
Yes. As a consultant.
Was that the end of his Hollywood run? He was in development for He-Man for fucking ages.
Oh my god.
Which I was really looking forward to. I wanted to see He-Man with doves. Doves in Castle Eternia, you know?
John
it's not the Legend of Grace. It's like, by the power of Grayskull, it's by the power of white doves!
And then He-Man and fuck Skeletor, like, facing off with swords.
Okay, I still can't get over the fact that the UK has got, like, Skeletor and He-Man, like, ads for that.
Oh, I love it.
Is it a bank loan or a loan or, like, a banking ad? Or insurance ad or something?
Yes. Yeah,
I think that's amazing. Like, those two guys, like, it's amazing. I love it.
Yeah. What do you call it? Paycheck was his last Hollywood film.
Oh.
No.
Because then he went
back to China.
Yeah, did Red Cliff.
Ooh.
Yep.
Slippy. Oh, my God.
Whoa, is it a bad movie?
No, no, I mean,
I wanted to watch it, but it was two movies. I was like, this sounds long.
I think it was okay. I think the only contention at the time was that
no guns.
No guns. Actually, I'm not sure. Slippy, actually, I can't remember. I'm not sure if I watched it. No, the thing was that Lin Zhiling was one of the top, like, models at the time, and she's in the movie.
Oh.
And then the whole contention was everyone was like, does she really talk like that? Because her voice is, like, very, very, like, high, and, like, very, very, like, sultry. Like, very, not high, but sultry.
Wait, like the girl in, what's that movie? Kung Pao?
Oh, my God.
Wee, wee, wee. Okay, not so bad, la. Yeah, that was, like, the only thing. I think it was just very long.
You can call me Betty.
Oh my god, I forgot all about fucking Kung Pao, which is supposed to have a sequel but never happened.
Oh, Kung Pao's the dope. my favorite line. I'll even go on YouTube and just watch the clip, even though the clip's only 10 seconds. Where it's like, I'd like six bags of cashew nuts. That's a lot of nuts!
Oh my god. Okay.
What is going on? John Woo, I mean, I know he did that movie in what, Taiwan or something?
Which one?
The one that everyone said was shit.
Which one was that?
Was it 2 years ago?
The last one that he did was Manhunt, which is 2017.
Manhunt, yeah.
Hmm.
And none of the reviews were good.
That was his last film.
He came to Malaysia to promote it as well, so some of the Goggler guys interviewed him and saw the movie, and they were like, ooh.
He lost touch.
I think because they don't let him blow things up.
Oh.
Must CGI explode?
I cannot lie. Don't move. Must practical.
Okay.
Practical. Anyway, yes.
Moving on to other news. Gaming news. The Last of Us has finally gotten their cast with Pedro Pascal.
I heard about this.
Pedro Pascal as Joel and Bella Ramsey who plays Ellie. Both of Game of Thrones cast.
Mm.
We already have this movie though. It's called Logan.
This is a series. Ah.
Oh, shit. It's a series?
Yeah, it's a series.
Pedro's getting a lot of series, eh?
Mm. Pedro's getting a lot of dad roles.
What?
He's getting a lot of father roles.
Well, he's getting older.
Mandalorian, Wonder Woman, that Shark Boy Lava Girl film that came out, and now Last of Us.
No, but I mean, he is that age, and I'm sure he also he even had children in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
See, back when he was single, life was good. But it could be better.
Fuck off.
Of course you wouldn't know Pedro Pascal had children in, like, Game of Thrones, because you don't watch GOT.
Yeah, I don't watch GOT. And speaking of GOT, the spin-off has got a fairly big cast now.
Oh!
Reese Fans, Steve Tusson, Eve Best, Sonoya Mizuno, Olivia Cooke, Matt Smith, Emma Darcy, and Paddy Considine.
Dead Man's Shoes. Remember in Hot Fuzz? There were the two detectives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the detective. Well, they both had mustaches.
The other one.
It's fine. I feel like I'll know him.
You should watch Dead Man's Shoes.
Okay, then.
Dead Man's Shoes. Have you seen Dead Man's Shoes, Nick?
No.
It's it was an improvised film.
Oh!
On Mini DV.
Mini DV. Okay.
Back in the day. Directed by Shane Meadows, and it's Paddy Considine and Considine and Toby Kebbell, I think.
Toby Kebbell, remind me, that name sounds familiar.
Sounds like names that I should
British
know.
Guy that if you saw him, you would know who he is.
God, he's one of those.
Who does great stuff in England and...
Oh, okay, okay.
Being cast in bullshit in America.
Oh, God.
He was one of the soldiers in Kong Skull Island, and all he did was soldier.
Yeah, but...
But it's such a good film, because it's about Paddy Considine is a ex-military guy comes back to home to get revenge on the people that bullied his autistic brother.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's badass.
Ooh.
It's like a modern DV, mini DV Get Carter.
Okay, now we all know about Armie Hammer and his weird cannibalistic ways.
I like to eat it, eat it.
So he's been dropped from the Godfather biopic film thing that they're going to make. Yeah.
Wait, who is he going to play? James Caan?
Oh, shit. No. Oh, my God. Was he going to play?
He's not playing Francis Ford Coppola.
I'd say
James Caan. He must be playing James Caan. No?
No, I think he was going to be one of the producers, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. I was also going to say he can't be Al Pacino at that age.
Oh, wait. I might be wrong. Because Oscar Isaac is Francis Ford Coppola. Jake Gyllenhaal is Robert Evans.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal is Robert Evans?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was Armie Hammer going to play?
Who's playing Al Pacino?
Hammer had been tapped. Oh, yeah, he was supposed to play the producer already.
Okay.
Yeah. No casting has come out yet of, like, Al Pacino or, like, Robert De Niro if they're doing Godfather 2. But Elizabeth Moss has now joined the film.
As Diane Lane? No, that can't work.
Playing Eleanor Coppola, Francis Ford Coppola's wife.
Oh, his wife. Yeah. I want to know who's playing the cast.
Mm. Yeah, nothing yet.
Because especially like Al Pacino and Diane Lane's... Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
Al Pacino and Diane Keaton's performance in that is so specific.
Unless they just use actual footage.
No, I don't think they would.
Or they don't...
I want to see an actor go, Michael, this whole... Sicilian thing has to end, Michael. Don't ever take sides against the family again, Kate. And then somehow he went from talking like this in The Godfather to talking like this.
What happened? You know,
that's what power does to you.
When I was rewatching Godfather Part 2 and Godfather 3, I was looking at it going, okay, Godfather 1, he's still okay. Godfather 2, he's also still okay. Then Godfather 3, it went into... Where did they pull me back in. When did that transition happen?
Power.
Somewhere around Scent of a Woman, his ball dropped. For some weird reason.
Scent of the Woman it's was so weird, right?
Scent of a Woman was the beginning of the hua. Oh, no. Sorry, Scent of a Woman was hua. No, what was the movie where it's that Sea of Love? Sea of Love, that's okay. When people started noticing.
The hua. The beginnings of the hua.
The gravelly voice.
Because if you watch like Serpico, what do you call it? Of course, Scarface, there's none of that.
I mean, he's still got that quiet voice. That little voice.
Did somebody tell him because of your short stature, you need to sound booming? So use a booming voice instead?
Or maybe he didn't get a good voice teacher until, you know, the third Godfather.
Yeah,
movie.
But he dropped an octave.
Yeah, that's what a good voice teacher can do to you.
And also, his acting became louder. Like, if you look at Godfather 1 and 2.
So maybe he got a new acting teacher as well. You know?
Michael was very, you know, reserved. And then Godfather 3, suddenly he's like, loud.
He's like channeling Nick Cage, you know what I mean? Louder.
Like Heat, because she's got a great ass.
He was like, I can do no wrong.
Oh, the devil's advocate, though. I still fucking love it. Speaking of devil's advocate, I don't know if you heard this piece of news, but it went, oh my god, to, oh man. Keanu Reeves apparently was eyed to play Kraven the Hunter.
What?
Yes.
Keanu Reeves. Kraven the Hunter, what, in a Spider-Man movie?
In a solo film that's developed by Sony Pictures. Apparently, Kraven the Hunter's getting his own solo film.
I don't see the point in that.
But as soon as it was a good news, it went Oh, he actually passed on it.
Oh.
Good. We don't need a Kraven the Hunter movie. I'm a bare-chested man that hunts. That's his fucking motivation. He just wants to hunt Spider-Man because, you know, I'm done with animals.
Oh, the hunter guy.
Yeah, the guy with the bare chest and big fur on the side who's just like, I want to hunt Spider-Man.
Yeah, who looks like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
To which I'm like, okay, but there's a vulture and a rhino and, you know, there's all these other creatures you could hunt as well. You know?
No, he wants to go after a spider because, you know, spiders are
tricky. The challenge.
And speaking of Spider-Man 3, I really want this report to be true, because if it is, holy shit. Apparently, what? Willem Dafoe has been spotted on the set of Spider-Man 3.
Is he reprising?
No, nothing has been
said. It's a multiverse.
It's a multiverse.
You never know.
Question?
Yes.
Tell me what you think about this.
Where is the Morbius movie?
Actually, that's a good question.
Where
the fuck
question.
Is Jared Leto vampire?
Yeah, wasn't there supposed to be a Morbius movie?
Let me double check on what's happening. Oh, it's coming out 2022. It's been pushed back.
Whoa. Again?
Yeah. 2022. Initial release was March 19th this year, but now it's been pushed to January 21st, 2022.
I guess Sony don't want to put anything on HBO Max.
I guess so.
Since it's kind of tied to Marvel, I'm pretty sure Marvel, like, no.
No what?
I mean, they already have their own streaming platform, and they're saving their movies for movies.
Mm. And did you hear about Paramount?
What about Paramount?
Paramount Plus.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Guys, no. Like, okay, I mean, I know we're not supposed to play down this pandemic, but this too shall pass, guys.
Paramount has officially announced their own streaming service, aptly named for some reason, Paramount Plus.
Ape and Disney?
Literally, it's not even the word plus. It's also the symbol plus, like Disney Plus.
God damn it.
I mean, this would have happened even without the pandemic, though. It's because we've been getting into a streaming war and it's getting stupid.
Like Peacock? I'm like, what the fuck is Peacock? Why does NBC need its own streaming service?
Because NBC is a big network.
Everyone's cutting the cables.
So when is RTM getting streaming service?
Don't encourage
them. They have a streaming service. Oh. I don't know YouTube? What it's called.
RTM Plus.
We are never getting a job at RTM at this point.
Yeah, we will. RTM don't listen to podcasts.
We've also got to say a sad goodbye to NTV7 for our local listeners.
What? What do you mean?
NTV7 has now been rebranded to Didik TV at NTV7.
What?
Yeah, it's now an educational TV service thing.
Okay, that channel, like, I both loved it and was annoyed with it at the same time. Because on the one hand, all the weird shit was on it. You know, you could do a little bit more interesting stuff until, of course, ATV came out. You could do even more interesting stuff. But it was also weird because it's like, from this time to this time, we're more urban, westernized stuff.
Yeah.
And then from this time to this time, we're incredibly Chinese.
I mean that's what Media Prima does with all their slots.
That is someone's phone.
That is not mine.
That is my phone. That's a lot of where did I put my phone?
That is a good question. I think it's on the table.
Wait, is ATV still around?
Yes.
ATV is still around, but NTV7 has now officially been rebranded as Didik TV, the education ministry's way of doing an educational TV channel.
With Media Prima.
So it's basically the Open University channel.
It's kind of like privatized PBS.
Yeah, essentially. Which is sad. I used to love watching NTV7 when it first started back in the day. You had Saturday morning cartoons. They fucking showed Dennis the Menace, like the Beano version of Dennis the Menace at one point.
Yeah, NTV7 was pretty cool. I mean, you know, as the channels go, they were pretty cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Snap.
What happened?
Well, a bunch of those messages. Uh-huh. One of them is news.
Uh-huh.
I've got a Harian Metro ride up a kickflip.
Yay!
Use that photo.
Oh, nice! They sourced a photo of him from like the one where he's like there with like the lights, the flare.
And this looks like a decent
Ooh. Oh, maybe we'll scrutinize this later, or you can check. You can check on Kai's socials. I'm sure he's going to post it up later on his socials.
Yeah, my wife posted it on the family
WhatsApp group.
My parents can read it.
No,
because it's in Malay.
Yeah, so you know, for those so Kai's movie is available on lots of streaming platforms right now. Malaysia, it's on View.my and
No, it's not on View. It's on Mubi.
I love you. I'm so sorry.
Mubi.my and Malaysian Mubi for Malaysia and
Kinidia.
Was it a com or a my? Com, right?
Kinidia.com. Yeah.
K-I-N-I-D-I-A.
For all you international audiences, and we had for those that have been hitting me up, I had a chat with Justin about the bandwidth issues with some of the overseas countries, so it should be okay, and if it's not, then just email him at the website, and he'll fix it for you.
Yeah. Yes.
Because he's good at that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, the website is run by him, himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of traffic on our YouTube video for that interview with Justin. So thank you, everyone who was redirected there from weird fetish sites for some fucked up reason. Why the fuck is that, Nick? Why the fuck are we being redirected from some weird, like, you know, sexy Turkish baths or some shit like that?
Like, okay, I was worried. Like, I checked back the tags that I tagged the video on, and I'm like, no. Like, Justin Wong, Kitty Dia, streaming, Malaysian made, support local, Malaysian movies. I'm like, at no point of any of these tags should you get, like, you know, weird sexual films.
What if in another language, Kitty Dia means, like, tits?
Maybe.
Because, like, in Turkish, çipla apparently means something else completely. Because if you scroll, if you look up my first movie, çipla, you get the movie stuff first, and then some
weird stuff,
some nudity shit, where you're like, and Baha is also a word in Turkish, so they kind of get tied together somehow. It's like, oh, this is weird.
Because I was wondering, because I saw Justin. I mean, this doesn't play well on our side, but every time our YouTube views are like maybe 10, 20 at the most, and yeah. I'm like, Justin's one.
We love you guys anyway.
Every refresh, every like 10, 15 minutes, it jumps another 3-4 views. And I'm like, what is going on? Is Justin?
You're saying as if it's a bad thing.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm like, okay, this is great, but what shifted? And so I decided, okay, let me look at the suggested videos and whatnot, because I noticed like 80% of the people who watched it came from suggested videos. So I'm like, okay, which videos are suggesting ours? And then I open it up and I'm like, okay.
Read the list.
Is there a porn star called Justin Wong?
Justin,
I love you, but like, you know.
I mean, there's already a Street Fighter champion named Justin Wong.
Yeah.
Does that
Justin Wong have a porn video?
Go on. What? This is the list of
some of them. Backroom casting couch in brackets, Nadia. English lesbian movie 2021. Ian, in quotation mark, Sludge Lee's a tribute. Sexy anime porn XXX. Alone in the Dark gay movie LGBT. Judge Judy for some reason. Yeah, so I'm like,
Judge Judy, that is the one that, like, I'm like, okay, whoever's, it's just, if you saw that list in someone's browser history, you'd be like, this is Judge Judy, like, you know, the after 8 minutes after the meal, like the palate cleanser? Oh man, that was a lot of random ass porn. I'm gonna watch some Judge Judy.
It was so
I gotta get
weird.
This boner down with Judge Judy.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's so random. But hey, it's great. You know, it gets the numbers up. So, please, everyone who's listening, if you could just give some of our YouTubes a view, because I hate to ask bullshit like this, but unless we get 4,000 views, we can't monetize.
Or 1,000 subscribers. We need
1,000 subscribers. Yeah.
I think
subscribers and 4,000 views. So just play one episode in the background and get us to that 4,000 mark so we can make like 2 cents. You know, it'd be great. Or you can just send money to our coffee.
Yes. ko-fi.com/geeksinmalaysia.
We're broke, motherfuckers! We're broke!
I don't think
everyone's broke, though.
I don't think a lot of people know that our YouTube channel exists because we never posted anything, and only now we're posting shit. So I'm like, I gotta try.
Our archive episodes are there, though.
That's true, but we don't really publicize it that much.
Yeah, so if you want some vintage OG, like back in the day Geeks in Malaysia, it's all on our YouTube channel. Yes.
If you want to see, if you want to hear any of the episodes that we no longer have the storage space to host on our account, then they're on YouTube.
Yeah, youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia.
Booyah.
So yeah, it's coming back to news and less Justin porn issues. I'm sure this has also been a big piece of news. Gina Carano being fired from Disney.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's
the mouse's house.
We're not. Holocaust is not really a good look.
No.
Yeah. So I could see it coming. I think it was just a matter of time before it actually happened.
Look, it's, if you want to make it in Hollywood, you got to treat it like a Fawlty Towers episode. Don't mention Zavol.
Especially if you're working for Disney.
Yeah.
But
Spielberg, remember what happened to fucking Megan?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Yeah, she described working with Michael Bay like working with Hitler.
Ooh.
And then she just literally just disappeared.
Spielberg's still EP. You don't take that shit lightly.
Yeah. But speaking of which,
I think it was a Kevin Smith podcast where he said like Spielberg is the headmaster of Hollywood.
Oh.
He's like the principal of Hollywood.
Oh.
You fuck up, you get taken to Spielberg's office.
I somehow find that endearing. I don't know why. I do. It's like you know, Hollywood is high school.
Not really. And George Lucas is head of the AV club.
So if you do bad, you get sent to the Breakfast Club, and it's like
the Breakfast Club,
detention,
and it turns into the Breakfast Club.
Oh my god! So Adam Savage is like head of shop.
There you go.
Oh my god! That's
You're getting that.
But apparently, oh my god, what's Gina's character's name in Mandalorian?
Kara.
Yeah. Apparently, they are fans who are now petitioning to get Lucy Lawless to take over.
Oh!
Because she was supposed to be in the spinoff. Like, no, they were hoping that she would be in the spinoff.
Then you better get Kevin Sorbo in there for something, too.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Kevin Sorbo was in Supergirl.
Yes.
He was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he a Kryptonian? No.
He was a Daxamite.
Daxamite, yeah.
Yeah, was...
And Terry Hatcher was his wife.
Yep.
Oh, that was cute. Shit.
Yeah. They were. I know.
Evil.
Did Dean Cain appear at any point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her dad.
Her dad.
Oh.
Her adopted dad.
And the woman that played Supergirl in the Supergirl movie is her mom.
Her adopted mother.
Okay. You see, I don't watch Supergirl, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I only got through the two seasons.
Yeah, I got to the Daxamite boyfriend, and then having him being sent off into space, and then she went all angsty, and I'm like, okay.
Did you guys see the new Superman Lois and Clark trailer?
I have not.
I'll show it to you later.
I know.
But yeah, Nick, Snydery, right?
Very.
And he's got three kids now. What's that about?
I don't know.
Are they on the planet? Oh my god, I need to see. Oh.
Like, the plot is essentially like they move to the farm and Lois is like, you gotta tell the kids that you're Superman because you're the teenagers. And I'm like, how the fuck do you hide that you're Superman from your three teenage kids? And then they're like, we don't believe you. And then he takes off his glasses.
No. No. And also, how do you have three kids and none of them have powers?
Maybe he wore a kryptonite condom. And then the kids are like, you mean all those times when you weren't around, you were being Superman? I hate you.
I mean, talk about a recipe for a supervillain.
Yeah.
You know, like all these three supervillain kids are like daddy issues.
I just find it weird how he was introduced in Supergirl as the nice, happy, hi, I'm Superman. And then in the trailers, he just looks miserable. Like, my God, these three kids are fucking me up.
That's why you don't.
And they're
have
all
kids.
Boys.
Oh, of course they're all boys.
No daughters.
No, I'm like, and it's such a far departure from something like I know they're not related, but like Smallville.
No. Right?
Wholesome entertainment. Well.
Nah, this doesn't. Well. This looks like shit's gonna go south every day.
Oh. I think they're going the Titans route.
Okay.
Oh yeah. My god, Titans. Moving on to Marvel news. I don't know if you know this character, Kai, but apparently Multiverse of Madness is going to introduce Rintra the Alien Minotaur.
No idea. That sounds like some obscure Ditko shit that I've never read.
Nope.
Rintra the Minotaur.
Minotaur. I have no idea who that is.
Apparently the character will be played by Adam Hugel.
I don't even know who that is.
1917 okay. And oh, I think I know who this is. Let me just double check. Okay, no, I don't know who this is. It's this guy.
Not too sure. Oh. Sam Raimi's still directing though, right?
Oh, you're mistaking him for Envar. Okay.
I'm curious to see that. I haven't seen a Sam Raimi movie in a while.
Oof.
Yeah, just in case you're not familiar with the character, in the comics, Rintra is a magical being from the planet Uruval, and he is an alien sorcerer in training studying under Doctor Strange.
Look, 90% of the characters in the new Suicide Squad movie, I'm like, who the fuck are these guys?
I mean, we don't read Suicide Squad, so...
Huh?
We don't read Suicide Squad.
No, but I mean, you know, the baddies from the DC universe, and the only one I really recognize, the guy with the spots,
Polka Dot Man.
Because that's such a was that
Polka Dot Man?
Yeah, because it's such a stupid villain.
Okay,
it's a real villain, Polka Dot Man. Yeah, real.
But apparently, some of these characters won't make it past the first 10 minutes of the film. Apparently,
I would not be surprised. There's too many guys. I'm pretty sure he's just gonna kill like 90% of them.
But it is confirmed that Peacemaker is getting his own TV series.
Aren't they shooting that already?
Yeah, because apparently James Gunn got bored during the pandemic and wrote a Peacemaker TV series.
How are the James Gunn?
There you go.
Because apparently it wasn't even supposed to shoot. He just got bored and wrote a TV series and went, okay, I've done that. And then apparently it got picked up and they were like, okay, I guess I'm filming this now.
Fair enough.
Follow your whimsy, kids.
Yes, follow your whimsy.
But still on the train of Marvel, Marvel Comics has introduced a South Korean superhero.
I saw.
Oh.
Daegu-ki.
BTS. Oppa?
Fuck off.
BTS Oppa?
His name is
Daegu-ki. 안녕하세요.
Kabuki? What?
What?
Daegu-ki.
Tag.
Outfit's a bit obvious, though.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's South Korea's answer to Captain America.
He better be good at that Taekwondo.
Okay.
What?
This is the story.
What was the reaction?
He's apparently named after the Korean flag.
Okay.
Which means this great nation. And he's a crime fighter and he was revealed in Taskmaster number 3. Where the gun for hire travels to South Korea to clear his name after the death of Maria Hill. So apparently Maria Hill has passed away in Marvel Comics.
Spoilers. He makes a face.
Yeah. It is in South Korea where Taskmaster tries to locate Ami Han to learn more about the Rubicon Trigger project Maria Hill was working on. In the process, he sells fake superpowers to a death cult, which leads to the confrontation with both White Fox and the newly unveiled Daegu-ki.
Huh.
Yeah. So yeah.
Because there was news that they wanted to do more Asian heroes, like Southeast Asian and East Asian, so okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, but this article though, Hypebeast has said this and I'm like, that's a bit cruel. It said from the teaser, Daegu-ki is essentially the Korean version of Captain America with a large South Korean flag, and at a quick glance he looks like Pepsi Man.
I mean, it's
actually with the white outfit and then the logo, it does kind of look like Pepsi Light.
Yeah, it is fair. It is kind of fair.
Yeah,
it is kind of fair.
Actually, speaking of diversity and inclusivity of like Asian superheroes, Marvel recently came out with a documentary yesterday, day before, called Behind the Mask on Disney Plus.
Mm.
It's a pretty good watch. It basically tells the story of barely touching on Marvel's history, but at the same time talking about the superheroes behind the mask and getting more inclusivity and diversity, talking about black superheroes, LGBT superheroes, Muslim superheroes, and how it's expanding the Marvel universe.
You know, I was actually thinking about that, the whole, you know, diversity thing. I think when I was trying to sleep, and I suddenly got into this train of thought.
Okay.
Because I think it was just after watching Wonder Woman 1984, right? And, or maybe it was after WandaVision when they mentioned Captain Marvel. Because I was like thinking, why was Captain Marvel the first Marvel female superhero movie?
Uh-huh.
And then I was thinking about it, and as I backtracked, like popular characters, because DC has Wonder Woman from the beginning.
Yeah.
Then I'm looking at Marvel, I'm like, shit, all the best and most well-known female characters were all part of teams.
Yeah.
They weren't solo.
Mm.
Captain Marvel is the most obvious solo one. I was like, that's fucked up. Because you have Sue Storm, Fantastic Four. There are so many cool females in X-Men, and it's called X-Men. But... because they used to be men. but yeah, like, you know, you think of Storm, X-Men.
Mm.
Kitty Pryde, X-Men. You know?
So Rogue.
Rogue, X-Men. Jean Grey, X-Men. Emma Frost, X-Men.
Well, I mean, Jean Grey is also the Phoenix.
And then Black Widow, Avengers.
Mm. Yeah.
And you know?
She has her own comics.
And if they're not that, they are directly tied to a male character.
That was actually essentially the point of... They mentioned this in the documentary as well about Captain Marvel. They went, there are too many, like, you know, male-dominated superheroes. Why are there no female-dominated superheroes? Yeah. And that's when Captain Marvel came about.
Although Wonder Woman came out, like, around World War I, World War II.
Because you got to remember, Captain Marvel was also originally a guy.
Yeah. So in a sense as well, she's kind of related to a guy's powers as well. You know what I mean?
She inherited a title from Marvel, but even before that, she was already Ms. Marvel.
Yes.
True. It's actually even in the DC world, Wonder Woman is one of the few that's on her own.
Because
Batgirl, tied to Batman. Batwoman, tied to Batman. Supergirl, tied to Superman. You know, what's her name? Artemis, tied to Green Arrow.
But
Black Canary, kind of tied to Green Arrow as well. It's like,
They tried to make, like, the whole Birds of Prey thing work, but... Well, I know, it works in the comics.
Yeah.
But what I love about this documentary is the subtle jabs that they do to DC for some reason.
Of course they do.
Of course.
They have a rivalry going on.
Like, at one point, one of the black artists was like, yeah, at one point I went to DC and I wanted to get a job and they said that, oh, we're sorry, we've already got one colored artist. And I went to Marvel and they welcomed me with open arms and I'm like, ooh.
He's missing out. Marvel welcomed him with open arms because they had not filled up their quota of one colored artist.
Oh!
No, okay, come on, to be fair, like, they had multiple colored artists at that point when he went to get a job.
Oh, boy. Did you ever watch the AMC one? Was it History of Comics on AMC?
Yes, I think so. That was the one that was done by the Walking Dead creator, right?
Robert Kirkman.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way they did each episode differently was kind of cool.
And I love how they touched on, what was it? Not Dark Horse. Milestone. Image. Milestone.
Oh, yeah. They touched on Milestone. Yes, Milestone.
Yeah. Because people tend to forget, especially if you're not part of the black community, Milestone is a big thing in comics.
Mm. Hey, dude, Static X was a big thing on TV for the 2000s.
And now Shockwave
is going
to get...
That kid skates on a manhole cover. He's so cool.
I remember that.
But I found it a bit fucked up that in the early days of, like... Captain America and stuff like that, they tried to have, you know, black characters, but because they didn't have the proper ink, all of them turned out gray.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh. Okay.
There was a great interview I read, I listened to with, what's his name? The artist for Denny O'Neill. I remember. Shit. Neil Adams. Yeah. Neil Adams. He was talking about his run of Green Arrow, Green Lantern. And, so the way he drew this black guy the editor's like, you can't draw a black person like this. He's like, why? Because he looks black.
Wow.
That's the point. Because
he's black. What's the problem? And then, you know, it was the culture at that time that to draw black facial features, African-American facial features, as they are, was considered racist. Or like, you know, because it's like, that's not what they want to look like.
Are Which you, to are me is you like, black?
That thought is racist.
Are mess. You black?
Exactly.
So not only was that, but then he had to fight with the, because colorist. It was that four layer color
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had to fight the
He colorist. Had to fight with the printers or the colorists because, you know, they'd be like, you can't, no, that Pantone code you chose is too black. Like, but he's black. But you can't have a black person look black.
Like,
but he's black.
It's fucking ridiculous. And like just listening to it, it's like, wow.
My goodness.
And that wasn't even a black artist having to fight. That was a white guy having to tell other white guys, what the fuck?
Maybe that was the thing, right? Like it was that they felt like, you know, you were a white guy and you can't, you know. Like
yeah,
they
but
were,
if
they
you're
were
in a room full of white guys deciding on what the black guy should look like,
you might need to ask the black guy what the black guy wants
what
to
What was
look
the
like.
One black guy DC doing on that day?
He was.
I ain't saying shit. I'm the one guy that got this. It's like, was that movie? Not another teen movie? I am the only black guy in this movie.
Oh my God.
I've just got to say things like, shit. Damn. That is whack.
Oh, so speaking of that, I mean, this is diverting, but it reminds me of this piece of news that apparently Netflix has come to an agreement with Dave Chappelle, and Chappelle's
yes.
show is back out on Netflix.
No, not Netflix. Comedy Central.
Oh.
Yeah, so Dave Chappelle posted another, like, 18-minute video on Netflix's YouTube channel because Netflix's uh-huh. YouTube channel seems to be the social media for Dave Chappelle. Right? Because all his updates have been on Netflix's YouTube channel.
Right. I realize that.
And, yeah, he talked about it. Because the current... It was quite nice, actually, the video. You should check it out. Because okay. he says how the current head of Comedy Central, who's younger than him, and, like, I think the way he put it is like all young people are trying to clean up the mistakes
of
their predecessors. So they paid him what he should have gotten paid.
Aww.
Yeah.
He's gotten his name back.
Aww.
Good.
So he can technically do another Chappelle show, a new season if he wants.
Oh!
That's the thing. He didn't say he was going to make it, but when he said they gave me my name, I was like, wait a minute. Because that was one of the problems as well. He could not make the Chappelle show again because they owned the Chappelle show.
Okay.
The same way the record label owned Prince as a name, even though that was his name. So, yeah, it's sorted. And he says it was all thanks to that last video and everyone did it and boycotted the Chappelle show.
Nice.
So now Chappelle show will be on Netflix, which is weird because I was like, so this announcement isn't it'll be back on Comedy Central. It'll be back on Netflix.
I feel bad. I didn't know Comedy Central still around.
What?
What?
Is Comedy
Wait,
Central
actually, that's
still
a
around?
Fair point. All the shows I watch from Comedy Central are old shows.
That's a good question. Comedy Central.
Yeah, because Comedy Central is still around. They come up with new stuff.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I see it on YouTube.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Why is the person who doesn't watch comedy telling you this?
You know what I weirdly thought? I thought Comedy Central died and Adult Swim took over.
Yes.
Isn't Adult Swim on Cartoon
Network? Yeah.
Yes.
It was
Adult
basically
Swim is on Cartoon
the,
Network. Yeah, yeah. I was like,
I got,
what?
I got confused because Family Guy is on Cartoon... Is on a, no, Family
oh,
Guy is on...
Fox.
Fake, what?
Family Guy is on Fox.
Who's on Comedy Central then?
South Park.
Oh. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Wait, Family Guy is... Actually, that's a good question. Wait, I'm
what?
Just...
Because the uncensored Family Guy goes on Adult Swim.
Which is on Cartoon Network.
But the regular Family Guy, I guess, is on Fox,
Fox,
then.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
I don't know.
Fox.
I mean, we get Family Guy, we get those brands, like and American
on
Dad on Fox.
Yeah, Family Guy was
yeah,
Fox.
Fox. Okay.
There we go. And The Simpsons on Fox.
Yes.
Okay.
Fox, Family Guy. Yeah, because I know Family Guy came about and then disappeared and then came back, but it was all under Fox. Yeah.
Also, part of that video Chappelle posted, he caught the Rona. He's okay now.
I mean, at this point, almost everybody's caught the Rona.
Yeah, I feel like that's no longer news, unfortunately. Not to say
I
that
have not caught the Rona.
Yeah, we went good.
I went for an antibody test, and I'm like, yeah,
you're good.
Yeah,
yeah.
$80, 80 ringgit.
Everyone's good.
Only 80 ringgit at my GP.
That's the one with the big stick up your nose, right?
No, it's just a pinprick.
Oh,
it's just blood. Like this is for people. Like if you've ever caught it, and then they have the antibodies when your body fought it by itself, and you were asymptomatic.
That sounded like a rap.
I know. Yeah. So, but I mean, I also have done the nose swab thing, so I was also clear for that. But that was like a month.
How does the nose swab thing feel like?
It's just uncomfortable.
Is it like like when you Q-tip too far?
Yeah.
Come on, everyone's Q-tip too far, Nick.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean,
enjoying it so much, and you're like, ow!
I don't Q-tip my ear too far.
My ear, I don't.
Yeah, I don't really use Q-tips for my ears.
What do you use Q-tips for?
I mean, a little bit on the outside. I don't stick it in. Like, for the inside, I use other things. I'm Chinese. We have that metal instrument, that tiny, long, tiny spoon.
What?
Yeah.
I actually know what she's talking about.
The McDonald's stirrer?
No. Imagine like a tiny little stick with like a flattened edge at the end, and then just
like a paddle.
But it's like really tiny. It's like wire, like a wire.
So as opposed to putting something soft and cottony, you use a thin stick
metal. Yeah. Yeah.
How does that not damage your eardrums more?
You be careful with it.
Because I'm pretty sure I've stabbed my brain with a Q-tip.
No, you haven't. You've only probably stabbed your eardrum.
I poked something.
Your eardrum.
What?
Now we're getting into really weird territory. All right, so I think with that, shall we call it?
Yeah.
That's all the news that I have.
Yeah.
How are you, though, Nick?
Okay, so... Yeah, after talking about our hygiene things and stuff, I think that's all the news we have for you and all the commentary on life we have for you for today.
Yeah.
My name is Amelia Chen.
I am Nick Dorian.
And I am Kyra Lemba.
Keep geeking out, yo.
I'm telling you, Q-tip in the brain.
No.